The Art of Work, Section 20. So I turned away from searching out wisdom and knowledge, only to discover that folly leads to sin and foolishness to madness. My life became more bitter than death, for I was trapped in a relationship with a person whose heart was a snare and whose hands were chains. Only the wise may find a way to escape, the fool be caught. Here's what I discovered as I went from one person to another to find what my soul longed for. In the multitude of men and women I met, I found only one who was virtuous, and I came to this conclusion. Although God created mankind righteous, his people have pursued many schemes. Walking the path of wisdom is a daily discipline. In this life, you must continue to actively pursue wise choices every day, for there are many traps waiting in the woods if you wander off the path. It takes only a few poor choices, a relaxing of our guard as we pursue a distraction that allows us to take a break from actively engaging the difficulties of living in God's twisted world. Our world is full of dangers, thorns, and thistles, and it is not a place where one can fully place their trust in another person, system, or substance to carry them through. Embracing this sort of folly eventually leads to a place where it seems more bitter to keep living than to just let death take over. In Qohelet's example, he is trapped by looking to a relationship with another person to provide for his soul's longing for a pure relationship, and he gives himself fully to that pursuit and leaves the path of wisdom. He wants to believe that by immersing himself fully and giving all he has to this other person, he will find what he is looking for. It's an act of desperation, a desire to make some sense out of this life, and at first this approach appears to provide relief from the pains of life. All it requires is to give up actively thinking and considering your daily choices. The relationship, system, or substance of your choice will carry you through. Giving in seems to be a better and more peaceful way to live, free from the continual checking of yourself in humility against the advice and warnings of the wise. But the farther you wander off the path, the more difficult it becomes to see your situation clearly, and the slow degradation from wisdom to folly to foolishness to madness traps you within your own perceptions of your reality, and wisdom is unable to break through to set you free. Qohelet tells us that only those who turn back to wisdom will find a way to escape. Fools will be trapped for the rest of their lives. Today we talk of addiction, of giving ourselves over to an outside person, system, or substance that offers relief from our emotional and physical pain. But it's a trap that will slowly bring us to a place of living with death instead of walking with the wise. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on the book of Ecclesiastes. At my website, artofwork.ca, you can also find a young adult novel I've written called The Medallion, which deals with this very topic. Thank you for listening.